Okay. Danny, first of all, team news, how are you looking for this one? Are you relatively healthy?
Yeah, to a certain degree. I think we've got virtually everybody available. Speaking at this time now, I'd expect on Saturday, by Saturday by 3 o'clock, we'll have a full complement, yeah.
That's a big plus, isn't it? Because you've had some players missing for a while.
Well, we have, and I think what we want to get is everybody available, and then their consistency. We've not had the consistency in the team selection enough in the last few weeks, and we want to nail that down. And by nailing it down, it's obviously down to the players to cement the places, and throw the gauntlet down to each and other and to me to say, get me out of the team if you can. And that's what we're looking for. That's what we're looking for at this moment in time. I think there's been a bit, erratic performances in one or two areas. And we need to eradicate that. And if we can do that, then we'll be fine.
What do you put that inconsistency down to so far? You've had good run, bad run. What's it been about?
I think it's like everything. It's confidence, isn't it? I think you win a couple of games and your confidence starts to rise and your decision making becomes better. On the reverse side, if you're not winning the games or you're failing to create chances or you're not putting your chances in, I think in that respect that's what's been a little bit of an Achilles heel at the moment in time, is that we've conceded too easily, and then from then on we've found it difficult. And I think that's when the confidence comes into it, and obviously that leadership, you want that them strong characters in your team to understand how to manage the game and to certainly get back into the game and not be further away from it.
The club's been busy trying to bring players in this week. Is Ryan Williams coming in?
Well, we're still on talks with him. We're hoping so. Yeah, but it's not concluded just yet. But I would like to think that he'd be an acquisition. Yeah. Another option for us in the attacking side of it, on either side, either flank and up top as well. Very creative player, but it's not done yet just yet. But we're hoping that could, like I said, be concluded as soon as possible.
Is that something you feel you need, sort of a bit more creativity in there, a bit more of an attacking edge?
Well, no, but I don't think it does any harm, does it? I don't think it's the priority at the moment in time. But I think it's how things fall. We have prioritised areas. But really, it's how things, become available, and Ryan was on our list for a long time, and he's just about being available, so we're not going to miss it.
Mm. Marcelo Trotter's another player that's been linked. Are you in for him?
Well, there's another one, yeah. He's another one that we've identified, yeah, along with four or five others, quite honestly. Mm. But there's been nothing that I can say at this morning time to suggest that he'll be here. But it's more close, it's close, I should say, with young Ryan.
And there's only one other name I'm going to throw you away. Danny Collins is another name that's sort of circulated. Is he a player that you've been interested in?
Yeah, he's a player that we've made inquiries about. There's nothing happening at this stage, but he's one of four or five people. So you see where we're identifying. We're not behind the door to understand where we need to put the extra bodies in. And of the two or three positions that you've mentioned there, the one that falls is Ryan. He's the first one, but like I say, you just take him as they come along, because if you don't, they might not be there in the future. So but we still know where our priorities lie, and we've conceded far too many goals. We need that bit of strength up the top. So there it is in a nutshell, really.
Do you need a bit more competition as well, because the squad was kind of rebuilt in the summer, wasn't it? Do you need sort of a few extra bodies in there?
Well, of course we do. Listen, we're under no illusions how tough it would be. I think a lot of people get carried away with a couple of odd results that we've had at the beginning of the season and think it's going to be easy. This league is a very competitive league and a very physical league, and we have to be able to compete at that level. Now, as ability goes and talent goes and technique goes, we're as good as anybody in the league. But this catches a lot of people out, this league, because they all of a sudden think it's just going to be a biff bosh, that's all you do, and get the ball forward and this, that and the other. But some good teams in this league, as you've seen already, and teams that we've played home and away this season. As the season goes along, I think the tempo will drop. There'll be injuries and suspensions. There'll be a loss of form from teams who'll find it difficult to get that momentum back again. But at this moment in time, that's what we're learning. And as a group, that's what we intend to get better at. As we go along, the results that we'll hopefully get will give us the confidence to push on. But there's so far left in the season, to be worried about anything, get carried away with things, it just astonishes me at times.
You just need to become tough to beat again.
Of course we do, and we will be, and there's no doubt about it. You know, we, you know, with the lads and ourselves, you know, fully understand where the areas are that we have to be better at, and we will be, and we will be. We go along, and that's what, again, while we're identifying the players that we are, they'll give us that bit of help, you know, to achieve that.
As you mentioned, it is still early, but what do you say to some supporters? You know, they've watched the team relegated. It's not been the start that many were hoping for.
You said doom and gloom. Cheer up, man.
I'm cheerful.
That's what I'm saying. It's all doom and gloom. I think, you know, let's look forward. We've got a fantastic time in front of us, laying in front of us, but it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be everything that we want straight away. You know, you don't just click your fingers and everything's given to you. You've got to work hard for it. And we've got a group of players who are prepared to do that. And in 6 months' time, we'll look back and say, what was all the worry about? But you've got to give these lads a bit of encouragement, and that's what it is. And, you know, and not feel that every game before you say, oh, here we go. This is doom and gloom, and it really, really surprises me in that respect, because we've got some talented players here. Now, give these lads an opportunity and give them the backing. That's when you're going to see the best of them, and that's exactly what we're hoping for. You know, we'll give them total support, and we know they're going to be... There's got to be results that go against the grain and annoy you and frustrate you at times because of how you're playing. But it will happen, and it'll happen again as the season goes along. But generally, you know, we can always look at our own team here and think, we've got a great chance. We've got a great chance of putting a real, real good run together, and then we'll take it from there.
And do you believe that that backing will give these players the confidence that they require?
It will. There's no doubt about it. I think everybody needs... You know, there's nothing better than a player receiving pats on the back and, you know, and the crowd appreciating what he's trying to do, whether it be his work rate, his talent, whatever it may be. I know there's nothing better than giving lads confidence in that respect. And our fans have been great, by the way. Don't get don't try and turn it around as if the fans are not doing that, because they are. But again, there's got to be an understanding that it may take a little bit longer than we expected. But say, so what? You know, as long as we get there at the end, you know, what's the problem?
Was a bit of inconsistency inevitable?
Of course it's inevitable, yeah. If you can go back to the comments I made at the beginning of the season, we knew this was going to happen. And when it does happen, it shouldn't take anybody by surprise, least of all us. You know, we know what's there's going to be performances that will... You know, that will frustrate you more than anything. But the lads themselves will be the ones who biggest frustration. You know, because they genuinely believe that we'll have a good season this year, and I'll totally back that sentiment.
I suppose you could look at your next opponents and use them as an example as to how a team can quickly turn around their form. I mean, I think they've won 5 of the last 6. They've scored 15 goals in that process after a difficult first month.
Yes, and I think that every team in this league is capable of doing that. There's no doubt about it. You just have to look back in the stats in this league over the last 5-10 years. You'll see exactly how many teams have ended up with promotion, and in the season they've had a horrific run, because it just happens in this league. I don't know why it is and how it happens, but I think there is. Everybody will say in all the managers say there's a lack of consistency throughout 46 games. They'll have it for 20 games and 15 games, and then the other 15 could be erratic. And that's how it goes. But, you know, we've got to make sure that we look at ourselves and rather than anybody else and understand what we've got within the football club and what we feel we can achieve. And I don't think we're being unrealistic to expect ourselves to go on a good run in the coming weeks.
When you try and become tough to beat, does it mean becoming more defensive?
No. No, not whatsoever. I think it means, from our point of view, you know, we've got to be... as attack-minded as we possibly can. We've got to be more ruthless in front of goal when we've had the opportunities, because we've had quite a lot in recent games. You know, you can look at the score lines and possibly it doesn't give a true reflection of the performance. Last week was a prime example of that. You know, we're at 0-0, we're playing quite well. We look like the team that's in the ascendancy, and then we just concede a silly goal. And I have to say that the MK Dons game here was exactly the same. And we end up being 5-0 down. You know, and you're thinking that the chances that we had in that game. So that's an area where, you know, we have to make sure that, you know, if these opportunities come along, they've got to be clinical. Mm. And because that takes the pressure off everybody in the team, and it certainly takes the pressure off the back lads.
Keith Hill's a former Barnsley manager, of course. Do you know Keith well at all?
I know Keith. I don't particularly know him well, no, but I do know him, yeah. He's done very, very well at Rochdale. And obviously it seems to fit there. You know, he's gone back and they've kicked on again. So, he produces very good football teams, and I think, you know, will there be a bit of added spice to it. I don't know. You know, from my point of view, it's we're going up against a very good side. I don't know what it is from other. That's a question you maybe have to ask other people rather than me.
Mm. He and yourself are one of nine managers this football club's had in the last 10 years. Is it a tough job?
You name me one that's not, whether it be Burnsley or anybody else. I bet you'll ask Keith if Rochdale's a tough job. Of course it is. There's no easy ones, and I think that you've said yourself there. You know what's the 9 in 10 years? It tells you something. Consistency is key. You know you've got to have that consistency. You've got to have a belief and a trust in people when they're in that job. And if it's not there, then that's why they change.
Do you think a stability is it an undervalued thing in football?
Yes, very much so. You know, but that's the way it is. You know, we don't sit here and pretend it's any different. You know, we always say we expect the sack with this, that, and the other, but we don't expect the sack. We expect the patience, and we expect people to understand the job that you're doing. And like I said before, if it takes longer than you wanted, then you have to maybe say, well, okay, then as long as you get there, you know, that's the objective. Whether or not, you know, it takes 6 months or 6 years, I don't know. But like I say, as long as you've seen the progress, then good.
What's the top expectation for your team this weekend? What do you absolutely need to see from them to get this result?
Well, we have to see a very good, strong performance. You know, that's what we're looking at. A team that is gelled together, that is very, very difficult to break down. A team that find themselves in a position when they're given opportunities, they will take them. You know, and so I think in all those areas, you know, it's a combination of all sorts of things. But again, it boils down to one thing, and it's your team ethic.
Thank you.
Last time.